The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Anybody out there? Anybody?
Anyone?
Hello?
Hello?
Is anybody? I know it's so. Is anyone listening? Hello?
Not a single person.
No one's out there. Just us.
Not one person. So no first talk back?
Nope.
This morning, Graham? Wow.
Nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn anymore.
That's all right. That's fine.
So totally sad. Fine.
I guess we'll see you in September. If we're still here. The boss came in yesterday shaking
That's
his
right.
head like, woof. You guys better, I don't know if you're going to be able to make it through the summer or not. And I was like, dude, I'll talk to the people. I'll see if they can set us as the preset on the iHeartRadio app. And maybe they can find it in their heart to at least listen to the podcast during the summer while they're on summer break. I don't know. That's a big ask. So,
yeah.
Right. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Anyways, we are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Wild 94.9. I was up late last night. Did I tell you guys I'm in my documentary era?
I think you mentioned something
mentioned
about that.
I mentioned this, right? I mean, my documentary or docuseries era, and yesterday Netflix dropped their documentary on the Titan submersible.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So I was watching that last
Probably
night.
Pretty short, right? It only lasted about less than 45
wow,
minutes,
too
right?
Well, they went through all of Ocean Gate.
Slightly too soon, but I mean, it didn't really go very far down in the water.
They went through all of Ocean Gate's history. Graham, do you think your wife would let you watch this, or is she just like, no, Summer House it is, and that's it?
Well, once the Summer House reunion, I think we haven't watched the part two of the reunion. Once we're through with that, I mean, we're going to be just completely just void. There's no show. We have nothing.
You have to watch this. It's going to make you so mad about this. If you don't know the Titan submersible, it's, you know, that little vessel that went down to try to be the Titanic, and it had five people on board, and then the thing just imploded.
Mm-hmm.
On, you know, of the five people that was on board was the CEO, Stockton Rush. And so this documentary goes into like how this man ignored all the warning mm-hmm. signs, ignored all these engineers coming to him like, hey, this is gonna fail, this isn't right, this is gonna crack, you can't do this, here are the risks, people can die. And he was like, you're gonna be fired.
Different rules apply to rich people. They can do whatever they want.
Everything. Yeah. And they even had, they made the submersible out of carbon fiber, and they're doing they're doing all these different tests, and they're making the thing go down, and every single time they have these like little, I don't know how else to explain it other than like little speakers attached to it. So uh-huh. you can hear as the carbon fiber just snaps one strand at a time. So you can actually hear it. They have it on a graph.
You can hear it just crumpling.
And they can see in real time as it's breaking every single time it goes into the water. And so that's. And then they finally got it down, like they strengthened it, to where it was okay at dive 80, I think. That's how many dives they did. And they did have some successful ones.
Okay.
You know,
there was a glimmer
of
hope.
So there was that. Yeah. But then at dive 80, something happened. And like there was all these cracks in it again and things breaking. And they still decided to take it down.
Wow.
And then like on 82 is when the thing imploded.
At what point did they bring that PlayStation controller in to control the thing?
Oh, that's another thing. They showed that.
That was the thing that went incredibly viral after that happened. Like, you mean to tell me the dude that was taking this down was guiding this thing with the PlayStation controller?
They showed that in the very beginning when he's giving you like a tour of what the submersible looks like. And, you know, the person behind the camera is like, and how is this controlled? How do you drive this? He's like, with this. And he shows the, you know, PS4 controller.
Right.
He's like, look at this joystick here and I can just move it around. And he was having random people. He was, as he was firing everybody, or people were quitting too. That wouldn't listen to him. They're like, a lot of people were like, I want no parts of this mess.
Yeah.
And they were just, they were quitting. And he was like, okay, well, we have no one to drive the submersible. And he was like, you, the accountant, you're going to be the new driver. And it's going to be great. A female driver. It's going to get a lot of media attention. It's a really good look. And she was like, I just do numbers. Like, he did not care.
He didn't want it to fail. That was his main goal, I feel. But it didn't end up working out at the end.
Graham, it's going to make you so mad watching this.
Well, Jess just gave it away.
What?
Doesn't work out in the end. Spoiler alert. Jeez, you should at least have spoiler alert that the thing's going to crash. Wow, you just gave it away to everybody. What's my motivation to even watch this now? I know what happens. It gets crumpled up like a ball of paper, like a little wad of paper on the bottom of the ocean.
I also saw, because I had it kind of in the background playing as I was doing other stuff, but I saw that at some point they left it for a long period of time just outside in the snow, in the sun, in the, like, the weather was just tearing this thing up, and they just weren't they supposed to like take really good care of this their precious baby?
It's hard to find a garage spot that's big enough for something like that.
That's a good point, but
they're saying it wasn't supposed to be like an ice or like icy water or snow or anything.
And Jess, when you say you were watching this show in the background while doing other stuff, does that mean you were watching another show on your phone at the same time?
TikTok. Yeah, I was scrolling on TikTok while that was playing in the background.
I figured.
How did we know? Just run it by your wife, Graham, and see if she'll allow this to be watched.
The problem is I'll never remember it. I need to start an actual list because the other night when we did finally have time to sit down and watch a show, you can't figure out what it is. Oh, I heard about Selena told me about it. I can't come up with one single one of your recommendations. And we started some show and it was trash. And it was just, you know, because you just...
What was it?
You know, we started watching, I think it was on Netflix, the Tina Fey, Steve Carell show. It's like 4 seasons or something like that.
Oh.
And like the cast, phenomenal. So you're like, this is going to be hilarious. And like, I didn't laugh once. And yet we watched 3 episodes.
Yeah, I scrolled right past that one.
Continue, scroll right on by. It was not
all
funny.
All right, good to know I made the right decision. But add this to the list, Graham.
Starting a list now. Starting now.
Okay. All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Amira from Utah here. I'm listening. Today is my... Yesterday was my Friday because I'm going to a family reunion with my fiance and we just got an apartment. I'm living in it before we get married because we are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, so we practice the law of chastity. I know, crazy. Anyways, I love you guys and I love the show and I'll be listening. Bye.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate
for leaving that
you
talk
listening.
Back.
JV Show number one in Utah, obviously, all thanks love to Amira. That. And our buddy Carol, who also lives in Utah and listens sometimes, but I think she's off for the summer as well.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from her in a while.
But we're glad you're here listening.
Yeah, but how about that? What she said? She said she's engaged and they just moved in together because they want to live together before they get married, but they are. Mm-hmm. Practicing the law of chastity and nothing, no funny business before the wedding. And meanwhile, here we have Jess of the JV Show who just got engaged. They don't live together, but they are living in
sin. All the funny business.
No, I'm waiting.
They're doing nothing but funny business.
Yeah.
All right,
I applaud Amira for doing it the right way.
Yes. All right, it's time for...
Four! The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Graham, I know you're going to have more details on this coming up in trending, but just to give everyone a heads up on what's going on in the news, an Air India flight headed to London crashed minutes after takeoff this morning with 242 people on board, and officials said it appears there are no survivors.
The video I saw did not look good. The Indiana Pacers took Game 3 of the NBA Finals last night over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder had the lead heading into the fourth quarter, but they had a bunch of turnovers all game long, and the Pacers capitalized, outscored them in the fourth to take the lead, and they won the game 116-107. They now lead the finals 2-1. Game 4 is going to be tomorrow night at 5:30. And if my math is correct, Selena, Jay-Z lost his multi-million dollar bet.
Ooh, he didn't even notice.
Ouch. Well, yeah. But he did lose.
A foggy start to your day, but that will clear by mid-morning. We'll have a sunny afternoon. Highs will remain in the upper 60s to mid-70s. And winds will pick up in the afternoon at around 15 to 20 miles per hour.
Hey, Cancer besties!
Hey.
Your day today is going to be an 8. Your current relationship is exposing your vulnerabilities. Your instinct is to be more cautious and reserved, but addressing these now and working through them with this person in an open and straightforward manner will make your relationship much better in the long run.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so we were just talking about listener Amira. She left us a talk back from Utah saying that, well, I guess we got some things a little... misunderstood.
Yeah, she was saying that she just moved into an apartment that her and her fiance are in, and I was like, look at them. They've already moved in together, and Jess and her man engaged, and they have not moved in together.
Okay, quick clarification. This is Amira from Utah again. I moved into the apartment we will be living in together after we get married. He still has his own apartment with some of his friends, but we want to get married in the temple, so... in order to do that, you can't live together before you get married. So, yeah, we love Jesus. Anyways, I am your number one listener in Utah, not Carol.
Oh my God, we got some beef!
Shots fired!
Utah beef and shots fired. Now, how about that, you guys? That is, would you be able to do that? Not live with the person? And she said in her previous talkback, no funny business. Prior to the marriage as well.
See, I... not me.
I think I could.
No.
What
maybe.
Thing is
you
more
You could
important?
Go without fun. Like, you could date somebody, be engaged, and not ever have done anything with them.
Okay. So, here's the real question.
It would depend on the reasons.
Which thing is the bigger thing you need to test drive before the wedding? Living with them or The Funny Business?
The Funny Business.
Really?
I think so, because you can adapt to...
You say that now because you don't live with your man. You don't know. He's going to be walking around the house annoying you at every turn, and you're just saying that now, but you don't know.
But at least I know I'm here for The Funny Business.
Yeah,
like,
what
the
if
funny
you...
business.
Yeah, but what if you're so turned off about The Funny Business once you hear him chewing his yogurt from across the room? You're like, dude, what are you doing? Why can I hear you eating that?
What if you guys have never found yourself entangled in any funny business, and then once you do, and you guys are already married, you're like, oh my God, there's zero chemistry.
But what, isn't that something that could be developed?
Well, you can also develop a good living arrangement. Like, sleep divorce.
I'm just saying, that's not as easy of a choice as I think you guys make it out to be.
So you think it's... You would choose...
No, I'm smashing. But I'm saying...
I thought we were, like, saying it carefully in case there's kids listening and calling it Funny Business.
Right.
But no one's listening right now.
Yeah, nobody's listening to the show. It's summer. We're fine.
Okay, well, we got that settled.
Yeah.
Morning, JV Show. This is Brie from San Jose. Graham, about that Four Seasons show, I was also surprised that it wasn't as hilarious as I thought it was going to be. But you know what? It was good in its own ways. I feel like maybe a lot of people in long-term relationships will be able to relate to some of the characters. And there's also like a major twist on the line, which kind of tugged the heartstrings.
Okay, so I was saying earlier, I can never find a show. The second you sit down, you're like, I finally have time to watch a show. And then you can never come up with what you should watch. Also, the shows that I do want to watch every time it's on a platform, I'm not subscribing to. There's too many. So my wife was like, oh, let's watch this Four Seasons show. It's Tina Fey, Steve Carell, Will Forte. Like, the cast is amazing. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be great. And I didn't laugh at all. And I was very surprised by that. She's saying there that it's a good... There are some maybe, good elements of it. Maybe I went into it with the wrong mindset.
Give it another chance.
No, I'm not going back to it.
Oh, okay.
We watched 3 or 4 episodes, and it's one of those ones like, I just don't care what happens. I just don't. There's no part of me that's like, oh, I got to find out. I don't care.
Okay, well, there's Graham's honest review. Maybe next time try eating like an edible before.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would help.
No,
I'm telling
it's that
you.
Bad? Okay, well.
It's not that bad. It's just kind of like, eh. It's just like, eh, there's some moments, but overall, eh, that's my review.
Okay. Maybe you got to enter your documentary series, like, you're talking documentary era, like me.
I'm here for that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The top 10 things that are causing American stress. I feel like this is all me and Jess right here.
Really?
Well, maybe I think some of these, Graham.
We'll see.
The top one, when I see someone I don't want to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that everybody?
Yeah. I feel like this one's more me and Jess. A knock on the front door when I'm not prepared.
Oh, mm-hmm.
In the moment, that stresses a lot of people out, right?
Even you, Graham?
Probably momentarily. I guess it depends who it is at the door.
Because most of the time, I'm not expecting anyone, so why would any of my neighbors be knocking at my door, you know? I'd rather not answer.
You're like, there's a situation. There's something.
Yeah.
I think it's an emergency. Yeah. Then it's just someone asking about solar panels and like, hello, I'm renting here. How many times do I have to explain this to you? I can't just alter the house.
Sure, yesterday. Throw them on there. Yeah, put them on there. Don't bill me.
Again, these are the top things causing American stress. People talking to you when you want silence. That's me.
Okay, I can see that.
Especially sometimes you ever get into a lift and you're just like, I'm just not in the mood. But then you're too nice and you end up in this long-witted conversation.
Yeah, and they're just asking you question after question.
Yeah, and it stinks and you're just trying to hold your breath.
Wow, shots fired at all our Uber driver listeners. They're still listening this summer. They're listening all summer long.
Thank you for that. That's never happened to you, Graham?
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes we all have moments where you're not in like a chatty mood. You know, everybody has those moments.
Yeah, me a lot. When your Wi-Fi is lagging or cuts out.
This one. Oh, my gosh.
There's nothing worse.
And then you're watching something, and then the little thing is just spinning the little circle in the middle.
I hate all things tech. Anytime anything tech doesn't work, I have a full breakdown.
And of course, it always stops working when you need it the most.
Exactly.
I'm going to run through the last few ones quick, because I know you have something, Graham. Listening to someone chewing loudly.
Top of my list of all time.
Unexpected phone calls.
You just ignore.
Heavy breathing.
Yes, that goes along with the chewing.
Alarm clocks.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Text message alerts, that doesn't bother me. Notifications going off during a meeting.
Doesn't a flurry of text message, like when you feel your phone buzzing or something in your pocket, like all of a sudden you're getting a whole bunch of messages all at once?
That gives me anxiety.
That stresses me out.
Yeah, there's some, like, if I'm getting my lashes done and I can't open my eyes to look at my phone and my phone is just going off, I'm like, I hope my family is okay.
Because it's like my phone hasn't, I've gotten no texts in hours and all of a sudden, 10 of them coming at once. And then I go check it, you know, and I'm all stressed out. And it's just my daughter's softball league text thread saying that somebody wants to go meet up at the park to hang out. I'm like, why did that require 10 messages back and forth? Annoying. And why am I still on this text thread?
That's why sometimes I like leave me out of the group chat. If it's a random group chat, leave me out of it. I don't want to be getting that many notifications.
Graham, what do you have here?
I got a Costco alert, you guys. Costco shoppers. Listen up. If you love Costco but hate the crowded shopping experience that it can be in there sometimes, it might be time to upgrade your membership because they're saying... They've just announced executive members who pay the $130 annual fee as opposed to us norms that just pay the $65 fee. They're going to start opening up the shop earlier. So you're going to have 30 minutes, maybe even an hour earlier than the rest of us norms, and you'll be able to go in earlier. So if your store normally opens at 10 a.m. or whatever, they'll start opening at 9 a.m. just for you executive members so you can shop ahead of time in a less crowded environment. Would you guys pay more annually on your Costco membership if it meant you could go in an hour ahead of the rest of us normies?
Maybe not for Costco. I don't go there too often.
I feel like
certain stores, I think I would pay a little extra to like just not have people in there taking up space and in my way.
I think Costco's a good one to pay extra for because there's always just too many people in there. The parking lot's always full.
But I wish it wasn't so early. Don't give me an hour before you open. Give me, like, I want an hour when I actually go. Like, maybe
an hour right
like
in the
3 o'clock in the afternoon, what? 3 to 4.
Give me that
Shut
hour.
That down.
So
for
you
us.
Think they're just going to clear everybody out? Because, sorry, Selena's.
We're executive
here.
Members. Yes, shut it down.
I feel like Costco used to do this. I, for some reason, had a business membership despite not ever having a business, so I don't know why.
How did that
But I don't. I feel like maybe I inherited my parents' membership somehow, whatever. And they used to, I feel like business members used to be able to go in there for the hour. I don't know if it was 9 to 10 or whatever the hour was. And you could go in there ahead of time. And it was slightly less crowded. You know, it was less crowded. But I don't know. I've never really, I guess I shop at Costco because of our morning radio hours. I go in the middle of the day and I don't find it to ever be like that packed during the middle of the day. Now, if you were going on I wouldn't go on a weekend or whatever when the place
when
is just packed
is
and
there,
the lines
yeah.
are crazy. So in those instances, yeah, I would like to be able to go ahead of time.
That's kind of cool. More stores should do that.
It's not a bad idea.
Right.
There's some that do it for the elderly, right? Like they have.
Well, we got a long ways to go. Yeah. We're only 26 and 27 and a half over yeah. here, so that doesn't really help us.
Jess is over there filling out her AARP
registration.
She just turned 30. Yeah.
Hey.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Glenn Powell's ex-girlfriend is breaking her silence. Remember Glenn Powell? He and Sydney Sweeney starred in Anyone But You together, and there was all these dating rumors about them off screen, even though they later confirmed that it was fake and for publicity. People still wonder, you know, was it fake? Because they do have this effortless chemistry that even they talk about. So was there actually something going on between them? Well, Glenn, as this is going on, he had a girlfriend. He was in a relationship. Her name is Gigi Paris. She was on a podcast this week.
So did you ever get clarity of whether or not you were cheated on?
I have heard so many different sides of the story. I have no confirmation of what actually happened. I just know what my standards are.
And what her standards were, she just wanted respect. She said, especially if this is going to be a public thing. She said, quote, like, don't make an ass out of me. Don't make a fool out of someone you've been with for over 3 years, talking about forever with. Just have some decency. She says, at the end of the day, it was like, work comes first. That's what Glenn was telling her. It's for work. And so she said, if that's your priority, I'm walking away. What sucks was how it was handled. I just felt like I was fed to the dogs. It wasn't gaslighting. It was just, this is what I have to do for my job. They're making me do this.
That's
Can you
so
imagine?
Sad. That is so sad.
I wouldn't be here for it. I
me
mean,
either.
I understand that, you know, this is a big, you know, motion picture, big release, and the publicity and all that stuff and marketing for it is very important. It is. But if you're that other person, you're like, I get it. It's just a stunt. And maybe you know, and I believe you, nothing's going on between the two of you, but I'm never going to not be asked about that going forward. That's all anyone, and people are going to believe it.
This marketing ploy, this is something you only agree to if you're single, not when you're in a relationship, because now you're labeled a cheater. You're making your partner look really stupid, humiliating this person. It's weird that he would even agree to that if it actually was fake.
Yeah, was it a calculated marketing plan that originated ahead of time? Like, ooh, we've got these two hot co-stars. Let's start this rumor.
Supposedly,
that they're...
that's what they admitted. And Sydney Sweeney, she was the one behind it, that she was, you know, she was heavily involved in the marketing for the movie.
I think they, well, I think there may have been a little something. And then they realized, okay, this story could be good for the promotion of this. I don't fully buy that it was just some people sitting in a room. You know what we should do? We should pretend they're together. Like, I don't know.
Because you would think that if it was very calculated, then she would be in on it too, and she would know what's going on, so it wouldn't bother her as much. But clearly, she was left out of the whole loop of what this quote marketing stunt
was. I mean,
was.
Even if she was looped in, and maybe she agreed in the beginning, not thinking it was going to be as big of a story as it was, and then...
She did mention also that, like, sometimes she wasn't even allowed near set. And I'm sorry, but if my you know, boyfriend is shooting a movie, I'd like to stop by here and there, check it out, you know?
Especially if there's dating rumors of him and his co-star.
Especially on the days that they're shooting the scenes where they're kissing with no shirts on. Yeah, I want to be there on those days.
Just really quick, and I know we're going to talk about this plane crash, Graham. Just one more thing on Sydney Sweeney. You know that she's starring in a new movie, a Christy Martin biopic, where she plays, like, you know, Christy Martin's a legendary female boxer. Mm-hmm. She was talking in a new interview about how much weight she had to gain for this role. She gained 30 pounds. And this is for you, Graham. She said that her bazoomers got huge.
The bazoomers were zooming.
The bazoomers were bazooming, and the booty was bootying. I didn't realize she had such a tiny waist beforehand. She said that she was a size 23 in pants. I guess that translates to like a triple zero. And then gaining the weight, she became a size 27. And then after shooting this movie, she had to lose all the weight again to get back on the Euphoria set.
Oh, God.
Isn't that crazy?
Dang. I forgot they're filming Euphoria again.
I know. It's actually going to happen. All right, Graham, let's talk about this tragedy.
All right, some unfortunately tragic news to share this morning. An Air India flight bound for London crashed shortly after takeoff. The flight had 242 passengers and crew members on board, and at this time, all are feared to be dead. Sadly, officials believe that there are going to be even more fatalities reported at the crash site because the plane crashed into an area of homes and businesses. The video and pictures that are coming out, pretty shocking. The plane erupts into a huge fireball following the impact. I mean, one video I saw, you can see it take off. I mean, again, the thing has just taken off and then it slowly sort of dips away out of view. But then you see that there was a huge, huge explosion following that. I saw another couple pictures this morning of pieces of the plane, looked like the tail of the plane sitting on top of, I don't know, what looked like an apartment building or something. So it definitely crashed into an area. There were lots of cars and things on fire in that area. So hopefully, you know, I don't know what you can even say about that, but hopefully the fatalities on the ground, hopefully there's not as many injuries and fatalities there of people that just lived or whatever worked in that area. This Air India flight, Air India flight 171 operated. This was an 11.5-year-old Boeing 787 Dreamliner. It's the first major incident involving a Boeing Dreamliner accident. It's the first time they've ever had one of these being a total loss, but again, following what we saw about Boeing for Boeing mishaps dominated the news cycle there for a little while.
Yeah.
And the great Boeing unknowing, as we called it. But this is another obviously incredibly tragic incident for Boeing.
Yeah. 242 scary people on board. That's, I don't know, so if you sad said that already.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, thank you for that information, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. I have a question for Selena. I mean, you have a full-on pack at your house. How do you not shop at Costco? I'm really confused. Where do you actually shop?
I don't know why I don't go to Costco. I used to. I used to have a Costco card. I just don't now. I don't know why or what happened to it.
I
don't know. I've just never gone back.
Survive. Again, we brought this up because Costco announced that for their executive membership tier, you pay a little more annually for that. They're going to be opening up the store a half hour or an hour earlier each day so that you can go in there and shop with fewer, you know, less crowd. Mm-hmm. Where do you shop, Selena?
I just go to, like, Safeway. Oh, that's so expensive.
Safeway. Oh, there's a Chavez supermarket right down the street. Maybe it's because Costco's a lot. It's a further drive for me.
Yeah, but you can.
Maybe that's why.
You have a gaggle of.
I do have a gaggle of kids.
There's a lot of kids and a lot of stuff happening in your house. You need to buy in bulk.
I know. I probably should. I know.
Hey. Good morning. Talking about that Costco thing, that is so lame. Costco is so overrated. There's way too many people there. It's way too crowded. Go to Sam's Club. If you have a business membership, you can go in at 6 a.m. and the norms can't go in until 10. It's fabulous. And I think it's only $100 a month. It's way, way better. Get it, Sam.
Sam's
okay,
Club.
Couple things.
Who's going at 6 o'clock in the morning?
A couple things. Where the hell is Sam's? There's like two of them in the Bay Area, so I'm not driving all the way to Concord or wherever it is to go to Sam's Club.
Oh, yeah, no.
Secondly, did she say it's $100 a month? Maybe $100 a year. There ain't no way I'm paying $100 a month to go to a Sam's Club that I got to drive all the way to Concord.
At 6 a.m.
Right. No, thank you.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleep.word correctly. You guys know what to do when you think you know what it is. Leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I know some people that eat and don't care about the smell, but if the smell is too strong, I can't do it.
A little. You're smell, gross. Okay.
So only if it's a little bit stinky.
So like showered, preferably.
Not the stink that stays on you.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, you don't want like the stink like stuck to your face later, where you're like, "What did I eat? Oh, I know what I ate earlier." All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG, please. Leave those guesses on the talkback mic and leave us your name and your city along with that guess, because we want to be able to shout you out and be like, "Oh, they had the right answer."
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Thursday. We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I know some people that eat and don't care about the smell, but if the smell is too strong, I can't do it.
Ew. Yeah. You're sick.
Yeah.
I think you guys might.
I feel like Graham. Graham looks like someone that eats that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I do.
Ew, I knew it. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Hi, good morning, JV Show. This is Norma. I wanted to guess the bleep out word is fish. Have a great day. Bye.
Fish.
That's the most popular guess this morning. Fish.
All right, it's not fish. Mm-hmm. You like fish, Jess?
Yeah, I like seafood.
Okay, me too. Graham, you do?
Love seafood.
Okay. Just checking. Just checking.
Morning, JV Show. It's Jonathan from San Carlos. Pretty standard answer. I'm thinking garlic. Eating garlic. On this great Thursday. Make it a great Junior Friday.
Woo!
Take care.
Love that. Garlic. Oh.
That was the second most popular guess this morning. That's the number two answer on the board.
Okay.
And it's not it. Are you guys big garlic fans?
I don't mind it.
What do you mean, don't mind it? Garlic's fantastic.
Love it. It goes on everything.
Yeah.
It just makes everything better.
It does make everything better. I just don't want to like have a clump of it in my food that I then eat.
I don't even mind that. Garlic fries and the garlic's all sitting on top. Give it to me.
Throw it all in.
Give it to me.
Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Maria from San Leandro, and I think the bleep out word is ceviche. Sometimes people don't like that stinky ceviche.
That's a good guess. Ceviche is not supposed to be stinky, right? If I gave my ceviche and it didn't smell right, I ain't eating it.
Yeah. Maybe sometimes it could be like a little fishy, I guess. I don't know, but
a little shrimpy smell.
Well, that's fine, but like not in a bad way.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could smell like seafood, but I don't want it to smell.
Like the stinky rotten right.
pie. Yeah.
I got you, Graham. All right. Continue to leave those guesses. What do you think today's bleeped out word is?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Playing What the Bleep, where you can win this chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
I know some people that eat and don't care about the smell, but if the smell is too strong, I can't do it.
You're gross. Nope.
I just plug my nose and just go to work.
You still do it? I'm hungry,
you guys.
Oh my God, I can't. All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
Okay, my name is Kyla from Bradenton, and I think the bleeped out word might be durian. Durian is pretty stinky. Okay, have a good one, guys.
Wait.
Couple things. That was a very popular guest this morning. Second thing, I had to look up Bradenton. Where is that? It's in Florida, you guys, a little bit south of Tampa. And I did just check JV Show, number one in Bradenton right now.
Yes! Because of you. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Maybe stupid question. What is durian?
A fruit.
I've never had it before, but from what I understand, it is incredibly stinky.
Okay, I do not want
that. It's like kind of spiky looking. You've probably seen a picture of it before.
Okay, I probably have. But stinky fruit, I think I'm a pass.
Yeah, me too.
Good morning, JV Show. Christine from San Bruno. I'm going to guess stinky cheese. Have a great day. Great that word, by the way.
Stinky cheese.
Stinky cheese. Yeah, where are you guys and your cheese stink tolerance?
You guys know I'm very picky about my cheese and the amounts of it. Just cheese in general. I don't like the stinky cheese.
So when you hit that charcuterie board and there's all sorts of salamis and cheeses and little dried fruits and all sorts of other beautiful things on there, you're not taking a slice of any of the cheeses there that you can't recognize other than like a Kraft single?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I don't like Kraft singles. But yeah, I'll do the charcuterie cheeses, but like I don't like blue cheese and stuff.
Okay.
Like on my salads and...
Really?
That stuff, yeah.
Oh, missing out. Jess, where are you with the stinky cheese? Where's your stinky cheese tolerance?
I like brie cheese.
Not that stinky. Mild stink.
Right. I guess I like the mild stinky cheese.
I feel like you like all the stink, Graham.
I'll try them all. I don't want something that's like, that's too pungent, but I'll give it a try.
Okay, fair enough. You don't discriminate.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Anna in Denver, Colorado. And my guess for the bleep that word is Greek yogurt.
Greek yogurt.
Does Greek yogurt have a stink like that? It does kind of smell like a sock.
It does sometimes.
It smells like a gym sock a little bit. JV Show number one in Denver also.
Yes!
Just look that one up. We are on a run, you guys.
All because of you. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
Hi, Amber from Milpitas. I think the bleeped out word is eggs. Have a good day.
All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped.
I know some people that eat eggs and don't care about the smell, but if the smell is too strong, I can't do it.
There's something about eggs, and maybe it's the way they're made sometimes, that just, I get a small little whiff of the smell and I'm out. I'm sorry.
I mean, there's rotten egg smell, which is one of the worst smells ever. So when an egg has turned or you have a bad, like something, hard-boiled eggs, they got a little bit of a...
A little.
Yeah,
they got that, a little
they
bit
got
of
a stink.
I don't know.
Even like regular cooked eggs. Like, yeah. I know what you mean. It's just that egg smell.
Like, I don't know. You get a big whiff of scrambled eggs and you're like, I don't know.
I get egged out about eggs, too.
Yeah.
Too. I can't do.
God, you guys are so
I can't do like plain scrambled eggs.
Me either. I have to put like tapatio or something.
And then when people do scrambled eggs and cheese, I'm like, even worse. Oh, my God.
If you're not mixing cheese into your scrambled eggs, are you even a human being? Like, what are you doing? You want boring old eggs? Put some stuff in there. And then, yeah, of course, you put some tapatio on the top.
Yeah.
You can't serve them any other way. All right, let's give some shout outs. Not a lot of shout outs to give. But Amber and Milpitas, what's up, Amber? What's up? She had the very first correct answer this morning. This was a tough one this morning. There were a lot of great guesses. They were all across the board. Reagan in Rohnert Park had it. So did, you know, speaking of Bradenton, Kyla came back with a second guess there, because you can guess as many times as you want.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do people not know that? They know that, right? You can leave as many talk back guesses as you want. Guess again. Kyla in Bradenton, she also said eggs on one of her other guesses.
Oh, nice.
So she was right there. But that's it, you
so
guys.
Close.
That is
it. Wow. All right. Well, thank you for playing. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning, 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Look, I'm so happy it's Thursday. Are Thursday vibes a thing?
Yeah, they can get there. They're like pre-Friday
vibes.
Yeah,
I think that's what I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling a slight Thursday vibes only because it's almost Friday.
Yeah.
And that really makes me
this
happy.
Way.
All right, I'm sending
it
to Jess.
Okay.
Do you feel them yet?
Yeah, a little bit.
My feet are
maybe
getting warm.
Maybe it's your eczema.
That's it. Yes. Well, another thing I'm trying to pass to Jess is my hand eczema.
Yeah.
Still working on that. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh,
this is
no.
going to be tough.
This is not good. Hello. Giovanni, you there?
Oh, no.
All right, hang on.
That's going to make the game
next
a tough one.
Caller, Wildany 49. Hi, who's this?
This is Richard.
Richard, are you on to play the JV Show You Have Nope game, trying to win these tickets?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it. So, first of all, Richard, good morning to you. Thank you so much for being on. Here's how it works. We are going to ask you four trivia questions. Just got to get three correct. And if you win,
you get 4 tickets to the Exploratorium.
They have a lot of really cool things happening there right now. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so here's question number 1. Which is faster, the speed of sound or the speed of light?
Speed of light.
Yeah.
It's an easy one. It's only like 874,000 times faster.
Duh, that's what I was going to say.
No big deal. All right, question number 2. What term is used to describe a tree that does not lose its leaves in the winter?
A tree that doesn't lose its leaves in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
What? A Christmas tree is my kid thing?
I mean, you know
that's
I'm going
to... That's my favorite kind
you know
of
I'm
tree.
Going to hit you with a nope on there. You want to try another one?
I don't know the answer.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Nope.
And I will hit you with that note. Evergreen.
An evergreen tree.
Evergreen trees don't lose their...
I like his answer
better. Yeah, I like Christmas tree better.
Yeah, me too.
He was excited. Aw,
super cute. Here's question number 3. Madison is the capital city of what U.S. state?
Madison's Maryland?
Nope.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsion.
Yeah, I know. He knew it.
Wisconsin. All right, question number 4. Solve this math equation. 3 to the third power equals what?
3 to the third power?
Yep.
81.
Nope.
I says it with some confidence. I like that. Where did you get that answer from? I need to check
run
your work.
Run us through, your thought process.
I was thinking 3 times 3 times 3 to the third power.
Yeah, 3 times 3 times 3 is...
I don't know. I didn't do the math in my head.
I love that you just said 81, obviously. It's 27, because 3 times 3 is 9, times 3, 27.
Yeah. That was
good. Hey, obviously, it's 81. Nice. It was a hell of a try.
Oh, dang it, Richard. You said you're with your son, or who are you with?
Yeah, my little 9-year-old. You want to say hi, buddy?
Hi.
What's your name?
What's your name?
David.
Hi, David.
What's up, David.
Are you out of school yet?
Today's my last day.
Nice. Well, we hope you have a great last day and have lots of fun with your friends, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys for playing. Have a great day. Listen, don't hang up, though. I'm going to put you on hold, Richard, and then Jess is going to pick up from the next room, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, hang on there. I had so much hope that they were going to win this.
I had high hopes. I really did. And then it really went off the rails there.
We got some shout-outs.
Yeah, just a couple shout-outs this morning. People in my DMs, you know, hey, Graham, please say hey to my kids on their last day of school. Maddie is graduating 8th grade, and Colin is graduating 6th. Proud of you guys. Nice. And so excited for the summer. Love, Mom, Dad, and Hyro. So, yes, congrats on the last day of school, you guys.
Who gives a fart?
Are they like the last people to have their last day of school this week?
I think so.
Everybody's last day was yesterday, but I guess there are some today. Another one here. Hey, Graham, our girls listen to the JV show every morning on their way to school. They specifically ask us to put it on so they can listen to the birthday wishes and the Yep Nope game. Yesterday was our daughter Rubani's 7th birthday, and I totally forgot to message you to wish her happy birthday. Can you please make it up to her today? She'll be listening and so happy. Happy 7th birthday, Rubani. We hope you have an amazing year ahead. We're so proud of you and the amazing, strong, and beautiful human you are. You have the kindest heart. Love, Mama, Papa, and Rohana, who is her little sister. Yes, happy
birthday.
Belated, because your mom forgot it, not me, a 7th birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's true.
That's a great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Oh, no. Jess had to take her bathroom break a little earlier than usual.
Must have been something. I saw her snacking on something all morning long.
Oh.
And it was in a can. What was that? Soup or beans or something she was eating?
I don't know, but it smells kind of weird. So she may be in the bathroom for a while.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers, yes, Jess, this morning.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh, Jess, you're back. What are you guys saying about me now?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing.
Just welcome back.
Yeah,
wash your hands.
Yeah. Did you wash your hands?
I was not in the
wash
restroom.
Your hands.
I was talking to our
Jess.
Just wash your hands.
Why are you refusing?
You're touching a bunch of stuff
in
the studio.
There. I washed.
Thank you.
I didn't hear any water running. Did you?
No.
I'm traumatized now.
All right. People are upset about...
I'm surprised Jess ever leaves the studio. I'm surprised she just doesn't stay in her seat the entire show just so we can't make that joke.
I haven't gotten coffee yet, because earlier I was like, do you think I have enough time to go get coffee? And you guys were like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go for it. Watching the clock countdown, knowing full well there ain't enough time.
All right, Sabrina Carpenter, she unveiled her new cover art for the upcoming album, and people are not happy. In case you missed it, the new album she announced is called Man's Best Friend, coming out August 29th. And then the cover artwork for the album, if you haven't seen it, you can check it out on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. It's there on our story. It shows her in a black dress. She's on the floor, on her knees. And then there's a man who is standing beside her, like, pulling her hair as she gives the camera a very sultry look. Now people are mad. A lot of comments about how this is tone deaf and maybe a little insensitive in today's political climate. Another user said this just set us back 5 decades. Even a women's charity slammed her, quote, misogynistic album cover. They wrote, and then Jess, I want to know your thoughts on this, if you agree with any of this. But this is what this women's charity wrote. The album cover isn't edgy, it's regressive. It's a throwback to tired tropes that reduce women to pets, props, and possessions, and promote an element of violence and control. We fought too hard for this. We get her brand as retro glam, but we don't need to go back to the tired stereotypes of women.
Wow.
How do you feel, Jess?
I feel like I need to pay more attention to things because I just saw this and I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, keep scrolling. I didn't think about all of that.
When you hear their statement, it's hard not to kind of nod along and agree with what they're saying there. Because if you look at it through that lens, you're like, yeah,
then that's, of course.
That's what I see.
I kind of don't see it through that lens.
Well, that's the other thing. And Sabrina Carpenter doesn't probably obviously see it through that lens. She's looking at it differently. And this can be her own form of self-expression.
That's what I'm saying. Why isn't somebody allowed to express themselves? She's not putting other women in this position. You know what I mean? This is her, something she's doing. She's controlling her own narrative. This is her in this image. And if that's how she wants to portray herself, why is that an issue?
I also think because she does a lot of, like, sexy things on her tour.
Very provocative.
I'm not too, like, shocked by this.
Right. I honestly, Jess, when I saw it yesterday, I just kept scrolling to it. I didn't even bat an eye. I'm like, oh, Sabrina Carpenter, that's cute. And it just kept on going. And not knowing people were, like, actually upset by this, you know, because they don't want this. I get it. They don't want this being what is given to her younger fan base.
Well, that's where I'm going with this. When you look at this through the lens of, like, who is her typical fan, they do skew younger, and a lot younger. And if I was a parent and my, you know, and my 8-year-old daughter or whatever brought this home to me and said, oh, this is like the,
but how
this
many,
is in the days when you used to buy an album.
That's
but, you
what
know,
I'm
like,
saying. How many of those 8-year-olds are seeing this image?
Well, I mean, you see it when the song is playing. Doesn't it show the album cover art anytime you're playing their song on any of your device? I don't know. It's just like, here's the album I'm so excited about. I love Sabrina Carpenter. And then I saw this. I'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you listening to? And then you hear the lyrics and some of the songs. And they're also very, very edgy as well. I don't know. When you look at it through that lens, I can understand that. I feel like a lot of female artists, and again, ones that, you know, whose fans skew younger, are judged way harsher than other musicians. I mean, think of if we were going to talk about how women are portrayed on across countless rap albums,
Cardi B did this, nobody would even care.
That's what I mean. Nobody, we've never scrutinized those artists and been like, what? You can't say that about women. What? When it's full of misogyny. So I don't, you know, I feel like she's getting a little unnecessary backlash, but I also understand that if I was a parent, and I am, and my 5-year-old daughter was running in, like, showing me the album that she got, this is the cover art, I'd have some questions.
I don't know. It doesn't really bother me, if I'm being honest. But, hey, you can check it out for yourself. You can let us know what you think. That photo, if you haven't seen it yet, JV Morning Show, it's on our Insta story. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, a couple of quick local things to get you caught up on. First, San Francisco Giants, they are full-on streaking, you guys, down through the quad, past the gymnasium. They won their 7th game in a row last night in Colorado against the Rockies. Once again, they did it in dramatic fashion. They found themselves trailing by 3 runs late in the game, scored 4 in the 8th, and then 3 in the 9th. They pulled off a 10-7 comeback win. They're going to look to complete the sweep of the Rockies today. A first pitch, 12-10, go Mets. After that, they head to L.A. for a 3-game series against the Dodgers. This is big, you guys. Major NL West implications there. Now, to a streak we wish would end, the 2025 Bay Area Dead Whale Tracker.
Oh,
if you're scoring at home, and I think you are, change that number to 18. a gray whale washed up over this past weekend at Land's End, and that was the 18th of the season so far.
Oh, 18. My God.
We have not seen dead whale event like this very often. There's been a couple years where we've seen some more, like, mass die-offs, and this is one of those years, but we don't see these kind of numbers every year. Look, they try to perform tests to determine the cause of death on all these whales. This one was in sort of a remote spot down a cliff. They couldn't get to it or whatever. But most of the whales they've examined this year, so far, only four of them have been due to a ship strike, which is generally one of the more common reasons. So if that's not the case, this is sort of a more worrisome trend about what is going on with the health of gray whale, the migrating gray whales.
Yeah.
And we're not done yet. So we're at 18.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Grammy. Coming up next here on the JV Show. Did you guys know Father's Day is this weekend?
Yeah. No. Why haven't we talked about it?
Wow.
I do feel bad for dads.
Put some respect on those dads.
Let's talk more about Father's Day tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll just put it off another day. Why not? Who cares about dad?
I meant next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So we were just talking about Sabrina Carpenter. She unveiled her cover art for the upcoming album. People not happy because it's her down on her knees and there's a guy pulling her hair right there. If you haven't seen it, JV Morning Show, it's on our Instagram story. But a lot of people think that it's very just degrading to women.
Hey, JV Show. This is Christina from Roseville. Just chiming in about the Sabrina Carpenter album. Look, we had Madonna back in our day. I'm just saying, I know I'm dating myself, but seriously, it's bold, yes, out there, maybe a little bit, but she's expressing herself. She's not hurting anyone. And we as parents should just be mindful of what our kids are listening to, be paying attention to that and what they're looking at. But I say, go girl.
See, go girl.
I am more on that side. And if people are mad about the album cover, you're not going to be happy to hear that she's naked on the cover of Rolling Stone now. We just put that up on our story.
Okay.
JV Morning Show. Really quick, we are going to move on to talking about Father's Day, but she did talk about all like the criticism she received from doing the Juno positions on stage and like the kind of music she performs. And she's like, look, if you come to the show, you're going to, yeah, you hear that, but you also hear all the ballads and the introspective stuff as well. But nobody talks about that or posts that. Right. She also said, we're in such a weird time where you would think it's girl power and women supporting women, but in reality, the second you see a picture of someone wearing a dress on a carpet, you have to say everything mean about it in the first 30 seconds. People never have anything positive
she
to say to one
has
another.
Has a good point.
I mean, I fully agree with that. We think and we should be at such a point where it is women supporting women. Like, it's 2025. I feel like we've come so far, but we haven't. I mean, she's right. Mm. The comments and stuff like that and tearing each other down is like, just is at a, it seems to be at an all-time high.
Right.
Again, I still go back to like when she looks out in the crowd at one of her shows, give me the average age of the attendee there. That's the time where you almost have to say like, yes, I get you want to express yourself and do whatever you want, but also you have to know your audience. It's a balance.
But I'm always on the, well, at least in this case, I'm on the side of parents that don't take your young children if you know that's what she's doing on stage.
Right.
And you don't want your kids to see it.
Right. Just like anything else,
you don't want your kids going online and seeing
want.
This, and don't let them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you don't.
All right,
I think you have to factor some things in. Like, you can't be flabbergasted when parents of young kids are like upset about what you're doing. That's your audience, so like you can't be surprised that there's going to be some backlash. Sometimes you just can't.
Yeah, and I'm sure she's not. But this has been a debate for years and years mm-hmm. from ever since pop stars became a thing. So let's move on to Father's Day, which we're discovering for the very first time is this weekend, in case you didn't know.
Yeah. This is Sunday. News to me.
Graham, does it bother you that, you know, when Mother's Day rolls around, it's a huge deal and everybody's talking about it? Yeah. And what does mom want? What are you getting for Mother's Day? What are we doing? And stores are making this huge deal. And then Father's Day rolls around and it's not as big of a deal.
Does not bother me.
Does it bother dads?
It does not. It maybe bothers some dads. It does not bother me in the slightest. I legitimately wouldn't care if all my family did was say Happy Father's Day on Father's Day. I don't care. Moms deserve way more. They do way more. I mean, sorry, guys. The ladies deserve that day more than anything. And I feel like Father's Day was just like a, hey, well, we do a Mother's Day, so shouldn't we do something for the guys?
Yeah, we feel bad.
And as guys, like, we don't care. I personally don't care. I don't need to be showered with gifts. I don't need to be, catered to that day. I just don't care. My wife asked me yesterday, what do you want to do for Father's Day? I said, mow the yard. Like, legit, that's what I need. Really? That's what I want to do on Sunday.
So it's
like, I got a lot of grass to mow.
Oh my God.
Give me some time to do that. I just don't care. That's just me. I grew up in a household, like, we didn't really celebrate lots of, like, we didn't make a big deal about a lot of the stuff. And that's just the way I've always been. So I just don't care.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, I think you don't care because you don't care about a lot of celebrations in general. It's not just specifically Father's Day, right?
Right. I mean, like I said, that's an element of it. But I also think that I don't need to be like
showered with gifts.
Right. Look at me, everybody. I'm a dad. Everybody bow down to me on this one day. I don't care.
I love how you're saying all this and right next to you is a t-shirt that says number one dad on it.
Yep. That is actually true. Little video we made yesterday.
All right, Jess, so what do dads want for Father's Day?
A new survey reveals that
what was that?
I didn't. I was just clearing my throat.
Okay, that's what I thought. Go ahead, Jess.
Yeah, you're sick, Graham, because this is from your kids. This is what you want from your kids.
Oh, right. Let me inhale back in that cough that I just let out. I just took it back in.
Okay, good. So it turns out 60% of dads, that's all they want is just spending time with their kids on that special day.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think so either. I think they want to go.
I think they were saying that because that's what moms say. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, that's obviously the right answer. Let me just start telling people I just want to spend quality time with them. No, you don't.
You want to spend quality time with them if the day is, like, planned and arranged and you don't have to be the one, like, get the kids kicking and screaming into the car to do, like, whatever the thing is.
That's mostly every day. But it's like, wouldn't you rather, like, what you really want is...
Play golf with the boys.
Yeah, time away from the kids. Time with the boys or just sitting alone in the man cave. Like, we know you would rather have that. You're just trying to be nice.
Now that I mentioned that, I don't want to mow the yard on Sunday. I want to play golf with the boys. Yeah. Maybe hit the casino, play a little blackjack.
See, I knew it.
Now that's a Father's Day I can get behind.
See, I think this doesn't help us, though, when looking for gifts for dad. Because if they just want to spend time with their kids or if they're like, ew.
Excuse me.
No one's giving that to their dad.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let me inhale that cough back.
That's disgusting.
I just took it back.
I think a lot of dads always say they don't want anything or they're very just like, I don't know. It's hard to shop for Father's Day.
And then we get you underwear and socks because, I mean, you guys run through them so fast. And then we feel bad because you're like, you're kind of disappointed, but we don't know what else to get you.
We are disappointed.
And because that compared to what we got mom, which was like jewelry and all of these crazy things.
Moms are hard to shop for, too, because... Like, what is he actually going to want and need? I always find, you know, that's always a struggle for me. But guys aren't that hard. I feel like we're fairly simple creatures. We're not that hard to shop for. Just get us something cool.
Is there anything that stands out to you that you've ever received that was like, oh, wow, this was a really good Father's Day gift?
Look, if the dad in your life is a drinker, I'd opt for a bottle of bourbon or something rather than that pair of socks. You know, like there's a hierarchy of gifts here. I don't think it's that hard, you know, to figure out what is a superior gift
than that
pack of, underwear from Kohl's.
You go on Amazon, you just type in like Father's Day gifts. Yeah. It's like a neck fan so dad can cool down.
No, we don't want
and,
that.
And like a little magnetic like bracelet thing where he can like his tools will stick to it, like screws and stuff as he's building things.
We don't want that. Power tools are cool. Gadgets, you know, tech stuff is cool. We're down with that. Alcohol, like I mentioned, we like that. Gift certificates for certain things could be good also.
Like what?
I
mean, what was that?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. I had to clear my throat.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Remember, this is what we're giving our dads.
Oh, right. Never mind.
Not doing that. I mean, hey, maybe you and your dad have a special relationship, Graham.
I'm
not down with that.
Yeah. Does he cash in his... Never mind.
I'm going to shoot my dad a text message on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
That's it?
Yeah, I don't get my dad gifts on Father's Day.
Really? But why
not? Oh, my God. That's so sad.
What do you mean that's so sad?
It's Father's Day.
Yeah, I give him a text message, sometimes a call.
Wow.
Hey, happy Father's Day, Dad.
He gave
Thanks
you
for
life.
Being the best dad in the world.
Wow. Do your siblings give your dad something?
Probably not. I hope not, because that would make me look bad.
God, this is
they
so
probably
sad.
Did.
But like I said, that's all I care to receive on Father's Day. Shoot me a text.
But everybody's different.
Happy Father's Day.
I think your dad feels some type of way about it.
He does not.
Yeah, I think he does. We talked to him.
You can give your dad a picture of me. He was looking at my chest that one time I met him.
That's alleged.
No, it was facts. It
That's
happened.
That's alleged. I don't think it happened.
Chidi saw it. We'll ask
Frame
her about it tomorrow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Can I make one correction on my four about the India plane crash? There was one survivor. I'm seeing, according to BBC News, one lone survivor who was seated in 11A on the Dreamliner.
Oh my God.
And he's hospitalized right now.
I mean, absolutely miraculous and crazy. Again, if you've seen the video and you have a 787, a very large jet taking off fully fueled, and this thing hit and it was a giant fireball. Like, I don't understand how anybody. And there are some fatalities on the ground as well.
Yeah. Going back to something else we were talking about before we get to our meeting in the ladies' room, we were talking about Father's Day. If you don't know this, we just found out it's this Sunday.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. We should have used the alert there.
So we were discussing what dads actually want. According to a survey, Jess is telling us they want just quality time.
Good morning, JV Show. So I thought this is perfect. I think that Grandma would appreciate this. He got so much crap for all the stuff he got for his wife for Mother's Day because it was stuff for the house to cook and clean. Yet fathers get stuff like underwear, shorts, socks, or tools to fix the house, maybe a barbecue grill to cook food for everybody. It's the same thing. And they kind of get gypped, if I'm being honest. Let's do better, ladies.
I kind of think so, too.
But it's because you guys don't give us any ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but okay, the same could be said in reverse, and I get roasted because all year long, I write down things that my wife says she wants or needs or whatever, and then I give those as gifts, and a lot of them very utilitarian or whatever, and things around the house, and I get roasted for them. But Father's Day is the epitome of that same thing in reverse, because all you ladies do is give us stuff that we need, socks, underwear, that stuff. It's not actual gifts that are heartfelt or have any thought behind them. Ladies are just as hard to shop for as men. I think harder because it's harder to pick out jewelry and fashion items and stuff like that because you guys have very specific tastes.
But I just feel like there are more options to pick out for ladies. When it comes to guys, I feel like guys don't mention it as much of all the different things. At least I don't hear my stepdad talking about all the different things he wants us to buy him. So,
no, dads never do. And honestly, this is why if you're going to give me a gift, I like the experiences more. Let's go to a sports game. Like, mm-hmm. let's go to dinner. Let's do this. Let's give me a trip to Hawaii or something, you know?
Whoa.
I'd take that over some jewelry any day. And I feel like my man would too. You know, over a gift, just us doing something. Let's go do something together. Let's go check out the Giant.
When in doubt, not for your own father, but your husband or significant other.
Your husband's father?
The thing that you could do for them on Father's Day is pretty simple. So just keep that in mind.
But is it really that special if they get it all the time?
Oh.
But maybe an extra special version of the events.
Spice it up, ladies.
Could be what you should give.
And again, not for your dad, like a husband.
No, yeah. Like I mentioned.
Husband who is a dad.
Not for your dad, but for your husband or partner. Yes. Right.
Hey, this is Sharifa from Richmond. I know there was a reason why I like Graham. He's handsome and also he speaks the truth.
What?
When it comes to Mother's Day and Father's Day. Have a great day. Bye.
Did I miss something here?
Yeah, I missed the truth.
And the handsome part.
Yeah.
The truth was that I said mothers are the ones that actually deserve gifts on Mother's Day. And Father's
Day,
who cares? Yeah. Best talk back of 2025 there.
I would agree with that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to our meeting in the ladies' room, couple of talkbacks. We've been talking about Father's Day because we just discovered that it's on Sunday.
Yep.
This might be news to some of you. Father's Day is this weekend. So we were talking about what to get dad and how it's so hard to shop for dads.
Hey, guys. This is Frank from San Jose. And, yeah, you know, we as men do not say a lot of what we need or what we want is because we're taught not to. We have learned this from a very young age that men aren't supposed to want things that they cannot get for themselves. So, yes, think about tools, cologne, and a nice, really nice night.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, totally.
Have fun with it. Play with it.
So at what age, because you said at a really young age, you know, they're taught to not ask or want things they can't get on their own.
I agree with that. I think that's
so
a thing.
So at what age, I mean, I have a son who still asks for everything. When does that stop?
Sometime
soon.
Until
he becomes a dad.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, JV Show. Can you give me the backstory on the Go Mets? Thanks. This is Jonathan from San Francisco.
Okay, so
Go Mets
is a drop that we use a lot on the JV Show. Yeah, if you don't know, this was I believe it was last year during the World Series, mm-hmm. with the New York Yankees playing the Dodgers, and it might have even been during the playoffs leading to that, and we were talking about, I had just reported on whatever team from New York, and again, I was talking about the Yankees, and then at which point I said, yeah, we're rooting for New York, and then Salita blurted out, yeah, go Mets.
And it was the wrong team.
The completely wrong team. It's just a little drop to showcase Selena's indifference to the sports world.
Right.
She could care less. She could care less who was playing and or winning whatever game we're talking about.
You know, I just found out maybe 20 minutes ago, we are in the middle of the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, well, it's the finals. Yeah, it's the finals.
The finals. Sorry
we're
about
down,
that.
We're
down to the wire. I just discovered it's happening.
Again.
Go Mets.
Yeah.
All right. Our meeting in the ladies' room.
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
Graham, how do you feel about this? So someone posted online, a man posted this. He said, red lipstick or red nails automatically give senior citizen to me. I'm sorry. How do you feel about that? Because there's always been studies for as far back as I can remember that, you know, ladies, you want to catch a man's attention? Red nails. Like, this is the sexiest color you can wear. But is red lipstick or red nails giving senior citizen, Graham?
I don't think it's giving senior citizen, but I also think that it is something that can be tough to pull off, the super, super bright red lipstick. I don't know that. Does it give you guys senior citizen vibes?
It does a little bit to me.
It does? No, not for me.
I mean, well, I feel like I can't pull it off. There's been maybe a few times when it's the holiday season, I'm like, maybe I should go red, you know, Christmas right around the corner. And I just feel like it's not a good look for me. And I feel like it does age me. Like,
your skin tone's
too much,
more of an autumn.
But I also feel like it's just such an adult look.
That is a thing, yeah. You have to pick the undertones that go with your skin.
Yeah, Selena ain't got those.
Undertones are off, Selena.
Is it?
Drink some more water. Jess, what do you think? Said you don't think red lipstick and red nails give senior citizen vibes.
No, and there is the red nail theory, and I think a lot of the girls...
I don't think guys we notice what color fingernails you have, just to be honest. The red lipstick...
It's like you say that.
The red lipstick we notice.
But according to this theory, like, subconsciously you're drawn into somebody that has red nails.
Because it reminds us of our mom or our grandma.
Yeah,
and maybe that's what it is.
As Jess sits here with red nails.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why she's so adamantly defending
red nails.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of ladies nowadays, at least from what I've seen on TikTok, they go and they get the red nail polish because they think it does stand out.
It stands out, but I would agree with this post that it's only grown-ups do that. Like, it's a very grown-up, mature look.
So what is,
okay,
like...
Okay, I could agree with you there. It's not giving me, like, senior center vibes, but it is a more mature look.
Very
I'll give
mature.
You that.
Maybe
I'll give
I'm
you
just
that.
Not mature enough for that.
Right. I don't know. I guess the pastels are the young thing, then?
Or, like, nudes, like, neutral colors. Go ahead, Graham.
I was just going to say, as far as the red lipstick, we do notice that one. And not everyone can pull that one off. I'm not trying to offend you if you're wearing bright red lipstick today on your way to work. It's just, like, a very bold look. In my own personal opinion, I'm not like, whew, I can't wait to kiss that. Because I just picture that just smeared all over my face. And, like, it just seems like it's going to stain everything that it comes near.
Well, lipsticks come a long way where it doesn't smudge so easily.
I know, but this is just what you're thinking when you see that bright red lipstick.
Grammy, what do you have inside our meeting in the ladies' room?
I wanted to talk about this little... There was a seminar this past weekend, and I want to know if you ladies think this is something us guys need. It was a seminar. Now, this took place in Japan, and it was to teach Japanese men how to take better pictures of themselves. Particularly for the dating apps.
Like selfies?
Yes. They said guys are terrible at taking selfies. And there was an actual seminar held, and men went to it to learn how to take better pictures of themselves for the dating apps. Do you think, before I go through a couple of the pointers that they taught at this seminar, do you think guys' selfie skills suck?
Yeah. Guys' picture skills in general suck.
Just they don't know the angles.
Yeah.
It's just...
And
it's the same bad angle every time.
Right, like, are you even looking at the camera?
Okay, and seeing a bad picture, is that going to give you a negative perception of a guy, like, on a dating app? Like, he's good looking, but, like, woof, can't take a selfie.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes the selfie angle can make you even cannot make you as good
looking. Makes it worse. Mm-hmm. So this would be a valuable skill for guys to have. Take better pictures.
I think so.
Well, here's a few of the things they taught at this seminar. They said avoid yellow lighting. Makes your skin look dull.
Yeah, good point.
I always kind of thought like it helped warm it up a little bit.
No.
And you want the white lighting.
Yeah.
Bright white, fluorescent lighting?
Yeah.
To brighten the picture. Like brightens your skin. Yep.
Okay. They say a lot of guys don't smile enough. You want to be smiling in that picture. Let people know that you're friendly.
Yes. There's nothing worse when, you have someone. I don't know why guys grow up thinking that they can't smile in pictures.
I know.
And there's nothing worse than a selfie where you just look miserable. And then that's what you're posting and that's on your dating profile.
What if that's like our male model serious face? Contemplative.
No. It doesn't look like a male model.
Another tip here. Again, this was a seminar taught in Japan to teach men how to take better selfies for their dating app pictures, their profile pictures. Use the phone's out-facing camera, not the selfie camera, because the quality is so different there.
Especially if you have an iPhone, the back camera 10 times better.
But then I have to put it on a selfie stick?
Yeah, that's always hard for me because I want to see the filters that I have on me.
So you want to be able to see the screen.
Selfie camera.
Well, you do more takes, but you do what it takes. Yeah.
Okay. And also they said, think carefully about the background in the picture. It should be maybe an outdoor setting, a terrace, and think about the angles and the distance there so that you're capturing some of the, not just some boring, drab background.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Okay. Right. But you know what? Selfies are hard.
And then one more thing, and maybe this doesn't apply as much here, but in Japan, they said, take down the top button. Your shirts are too tight and buttoned up all the way to the top. It makes you look unfun. Undo that top button.
Yeah, loosen up a bit.
Pop that top button on that. If you're wearing a dress shirt or something, pop that top button off.
When's the last time you took a selfie?
I took one fairly recently when I was broadcasting from home that one day.
Oh, that's
the home
right.
studio just to show the setup. I felt very uncomfortable. I didn't like it. It took three different tries to get one I liked.
A lot of things you could have done better. Sorry,
do you still have all the selfies in your camera roll?
No, I deleted them.
Why?
Because I don't like taking selfies.
The lighting could have been better. The angle should have done back camera. Yeah.
Fair enough. That's a fair criticism.
I feel like Jess's phone is just filled with selfies.
Yeah, it kind of is. But you know what? I hate selfies because I'll look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, hey, you look good today. And then I'll take a selfie. Horrendous.
Yeah, and then as soon as you walk outside, the natural light is like, oof. Not you, I'm talking about me.
Wow.
Just in general, that happens.
Oh, the wrinkles.
Everything, yeah. All right, today's hottest trending coming up.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Have you guys seen the latest rumors about Ryan Gosling?
No.
Someone started a rumor that he was going to take over the role of Black Panther.
What?
Excuse me?
Why?
It's not true. Okay. By the way, somebody photoshopped Ryan Gosling's face on Black Panther, and that just took off, and everyone was like, oh my God, this is who Disney is recasting to play Black Panther. And I'm happy to announce, don't listen to the rumors. It ain't happening, okay? That's not ever.
But sadly, there's people that saw that Photoshop thing and they've gone about their day believing that that is true and then are probably outraged right now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's what I'm telling you.
That
ain't happening.
Thank you, AI.
Kim and Croy had to be forcibly removed from their house. Kim's Olsiak and
Real Housewife.
Croy Bierman. Yeah, Real Housewife. They have had the most tumultuous relationship. And especially when it comes to moving out of this house, neither of them wanted to move out. They're so stubborn. Remember, they had split up, messy divorce, but both of them still living under the same roof, and cops were called all the time because they were getting into these fights and arguments, and it was absolutely insane. Then they kept on listing their house for sale. Nobody wanted to buy it. They had to keep on dropping the price. Finally, I guess it sold a few months ago, but they didn't move out. They didn't leave the house until this week, only because 4 U.S. Marshals showed up to their door and had to kick everybody out of the house. And they're saying this entire intervention lasted a little over 3 hours to get everybody to pack up and leave.
How is this drama?
What is wrong with them?
Going on? There's something seriously wrong with these people.
Isn't that the weirdest thing?
It's crazy.
And then I saw another interview with one of their daughters. I think her name is Ariana or something like that. She said that her parents took all of her money.
Oh my God.
Well, you got to try to make those house payments.
Isn't this insane? I guess.
Yeah, it kind of tracks.
All right, Graham, what do you have inside today's Hottest Trending?
All right, so this is a developing story. We've talked a lot this morning about the Air India flight that tragically crashed right after takeoff in India. It was bound for London. 242 passengers and crew members all presumed dead. And that was the initial report that we got because video footage shows this thing right after takeoff. It almost looks like it's preparing to land, but again, it's crashing straight into a residential area, and there have been confirmed fatalities there on the ground because it crashed into a bunch of houses and stuff. But they're saying not all 242 passengers and crew members on board perished in this accident. Selena, you were the one that first brought it up a little bit ago, but they're saying one passenger may have survived the flight, and that passenger was seated in seat 11A, and it appears that the only reason that they survived, and again, this is a developing story, but local news media there in India say that it is true, that this person jumped out of the emergency exit right before the crash. Wow. And that is how they've survived. There's some video of him walking to the street, clearly in need of some medical attention, but alive. He said he's in the local hospital being treated. Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh, no.
Jumping
and that's some fast thinking, because I guess he told local reports that the plane takes off, like 30 seconds later, loud bang. And that's when he knew that it was about to go down. So it happened so fast. I don't think I would have thought that quickly to let me jump out of this before it hits
and
the ground.
Is 11A an exit row? Was he already in the exit row, or is he pushing past people to get to an emergency exit door?
I don't know.
And then getting out the door, and then just the miraculous timing of all that. I mean, again, the plane crashed. It's completely full with jet fuel at that point, hence the giant fireball that went up.
Right.
And so you're escaping all of that and the explosion and everything. And again, you're jumping in and landing in buildings and houses and stuff like that. Crazy.
That is insane.
One of the most miraculous things ever, but such a tragic situation.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Graham. Coming up next here on the JV Show.
Oh, I can't wait.
Graham has something really amazing. What was it again, Graham?
Oh, that thing about that thing. Oh,
yes!
There was that other thing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this.
That's next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, good morning there, guys. Just to let you know, the new Black Panther, the latest version, is a white guy.
Say what?
Oh, what?
A what now?
We talked about how there was rumors that Ryan Gosling was going to be cast as Black Panther. That's not true. But what?
Wait, what? Yeah, I did just look this up.
I need some clarification.
After I heard that talkback, and it is indeed has been revealed that the next Black Panther, I guess we don't know if there's a movie coming of this, but in the comic book story, T'Challa's son is somehow white.
There is going to be a Black Panther 3. I just saw that. I mean, I don't even know if they're into the production phase of it yet. I don't even think they've fully cast the movie, that at least that we know of. But I wonder if they're going to move in that direction. Interesting.
But that apparently is part of the storyline that's upcoming. So is that going to be part of the film? That is news to us. Can I make one tiny little admission?
You've never seen Black Panther? Shut up. Shut your mouth right now. Oh, my God. Graham.
I also haven't seen any of them. You've never seen Black Panther?
No.
Are you kidding me?
How many do I have to watch?
Two.
Okay, there's two of them.
Oh, my God.
But I have like just stacks of all the Marvel movies that I have to watch because the only one I've seen is Iron Man 2.
I'm very behind on Marvel.
You need to move Black Panther to the top of the list.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm so far behind now. There's like 40
movies that I have to watch. It doesn't even matter. It is
movies that I have to watch.
It is that good. Move it up.
Is it better than Iron Man 2?
Can I make an admission?
Yeah.
I've never seen Iron Man 2.
So don't besmirch the great name of Iron Man. You've never seen Iron Man 2. Was Iron Man 1 any good?
I don't know.
I remember I have seen that long time ago. It was good. I don't remember any of it now. But
they made too many Marvel movies. There's too many and I don't know where to start. And
start with Black Panther.
I just don't think I'm going to ever start.
That's where
I'm at. Sorry, Marvel fans.
All right. So you guys know I'm in my documentary era. I watched two documentaries yesterday. We talked about the first one. It was the new Titan submersible documentary that Netflix just put out yesterday. Go back and podcast the show if you want to hear us talk about that. I also watched the one called Trainwreck, the Astroworld Tragedy, all about the Travis Scott Music Festival. You know, 10 people died. They were crushed and
trampled
and suffocated and all that stuff. Crazy to really get some more details as to what went on that day. Because you only hear the headlines, and we heard about the deaths and all that and how hundreds were injured afterwards. I didn't know from the very beginning. They just could not control this crowd. As soon as they opened up the gates, that they didn't even, there wasn't even a point of entrance at this festival in Houston, because everybody just, they start running, and wow, all of the fenced barriers knocked them down. Everyone just runs right in. Like, they weren't checking tickets, they couldn't check bags, they couldn't check anything, because everyone just rushed in, and security had no control over anything.
I mean, I remember when we saw videos of that. Yeah, it was just like, and it then
complete chaos. It turned
into chaos, and then more chaos happens when stuff, when people start running through, and then all the little, those little short metal barriers, they were all just falling straight over, and everyone was going straight through.
Just crushed them, just knocked them over. Made it look so easy too. It was really interesting to see, or to finally like see how things went wrong when it did come to Travis Scott's performance. He performed on a separate stage than all of the other performers, and so when it was his showtime, everyone's like rushing to get over.
Oh,
to
that's
see
why they
Travis
were everyone's
Scott
moving.
Perform. Not only that. Well, yes. But it was also really bad stage design. First of all, they sold 50,000 tickets to this festival.
Wow.
And that was the capacity. Like, they didn't do anything wrong with that. It was approved by the fire department. And, you know, they took all the proper steps. But when they designed Travis Scott's stage and the way people would come in through the side instead of from the back, they couldn't fit 50,000 people in there.
Yeah.
They said it was more for like 35,000, and then everybody's coming in through one side, meaning that one side, everyone that was standing there trying to watch the show, they're getting crushed because the people don't know they got to go around to fill up the other side.
Yeah.
That's empty. Right. And so this one side, that's where all the deaths and most of the injuries were coming from. And then you're hearing firsthand accounts from people that were there that lost friends that day, and they have video of them. You know, one guy has a selfie stick in the camera, and he fell. If you fall, it's like over with, because then people start piling on top of you. And you
see
because
then other people trip over you, and then it becomes a pile.
And there's video of him at the bottom, and he's got his phone up, and you see just people just piled on top of him, and he can't breathe, and he's losing his friends.
Oh, that would be the absolute worst.
It is
worst.
Crazy.
Terrifying.
Claustrophobia. It's crazy to watch.
Is that, did you just spoil the entire thing? Like, do we need to watch
it? Yeah, but still go back and watch it. I'm going to spoil it one more thing.
Got it.
The organizers knew this was happening, and they still let the show run. There's text messages.
Serious?
When the show first kicked off, when Travis' performance, there's text messages between them. Like, hey, it's getting pretty dangerous out there. Like, someone's going to die. And they're like, yeah, but we have to keep the show going. Travis Scott said that nobody told him in his earpiece what was happening. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he would have stopped the show. And
That part was true? Like, do you think after watching this, because that was something that was very hotly debated following this and for years following, was that, is he responsible in some manner for what happened? After watching this, what's your takeaway there?
I still think yes.
Yeah. Really?
There's no way you couldn't see people doing CPR down in front of the stage. Like, come on.
Because to an extent, I do know that his shows would get crazy. I saw him at Rolling Loud a few times, and like, everybody does mosh pits. Like, the crowd is insane.
Because that's the behavior that he encourages.
Right. So I think there is, even though he wasn't maybe initially told about it, it gets to a point where you do. I mean, you're looking out at your crowd. You can see people probably yelling at you, trying to get your attention.
Because he did stop the show once momentarily for somebody who was passed out. But then he just...
Yeah.
Kept on going.
Meanwhile, there's people dying in the crowd.
Oh my God.
So scary.
And then there's like talk behind the scenes. Like, do we stop the show now? Oh no, Drake's about to come out. Let's just let him do his performance with Drake. And then after that, we'll stop the show. So like, they let it keep rolling when they shouldn't have.
Have any of these people, I don't know if that this is covered in that, have any of these people faced charges in the thing? Because like, you then facilitated this going on and further... You know, injury and possible death to happen, and you knew, like, you
negligent.
You were a willing participant in it.
Like, yeah, a lot of these lawsuits were settled out of court.
Okay, so
that's
what
they said.
So we don't
have details.
It's almost like that's a criminal charge.
Yeah, at that point. Wrongful death and all that.
I remember that time that I broke my nose in the mosh pit at Shoreline, and Alanis Morissette. She stopped the show and she's like, "Can someone help this guy?"
Are you? You were at an Alanis Morissette concert?
I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm joking.
Do you know who that is?
I have no idea who that is.
But what if? Like, what if? You know some of her songs. You know some
of them. It sounds like classical music.
No.
Oh, my God. Do we have to
play
it?
It's like Rain on Your Wedding Day. Come on. You know that song.
You know that song.
I was in the mosh pit to that. And I took an elbow to... I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
I never went to an Alanis Morissette.
I don't believe you.
I have never seen Alanis Morissette.
I don't believe you.
I don't know why that was the first thing that came to mind.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Oh, just the second time this morning, she just sprints out to go to the bathroom. She is in the bathroom, right, Graham?
She is, yeah. She just texted me from down there, and it does not sound good, you guys. Oh, she said her stomach feels like a bag of spoiled groceries that somebody backed over with their car.
Oh,
so
God.
Thoughts and prayers.
Pops, you know, explosion.
Handle business, though, Jess. Give it hell in there.
What's up, fam? Just wanted to comment on Graham never watching the Marvel movies. I just want to share there's going to be a day in the future where your kiddos are going to want to watch it, and they're going to ask you questions, and you need to be able to answer these questions. I had it with my daughter, and she ran through the entire Marvel universe. So highly recommend making some time to check it out so that you can be the dad that knows it all. Blessings. Peace.
Yeah, Graham, look, every single one you have to watch.
I just looked up how many Marvel movies are there, and the internet leads me to believe that there are at least 36 of them.
Oh,
now,
my
look,
God.
I've seen Iron Man 2 almost in its entirety, maybe not the whole thing.
Wow, you didn't even watch
and so
the
that
whole
would
thing.
Leave me at least 35 and a quarter more movies I have to watch. I don't have time for that. Look, and to answer that talk back, there will be a day in the future where my kids can just ask AI to answer all their questions about
point.
The Marvel Universe, and
that's
AI will
point.
Do the parenting for me. So I don't foresee myself seeing 30 to watch 35 movies at the rate that I watch movies. I mean, that's like two decades.
I'm back on your side, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.